Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Gentlemen, if you are starting interactions with women based on the size of your house, car, or dick, don't be surprised when these women are after you for them things and they just want to trade.
Our guests today are women who say if you don't have money, and lots of it, you're simply not worth dating. Meet Jennifer, Aaron, Tara, and Laura.
Okay, look, before you get into this too deeply, the type of guys who lead with, you know, the size of their house, car, or D, those are the arrogant, full of themselves, tall, handsome guys that you women are into. And those are the guys that would do that. Those are the guys who are the most likely to do that. So I don't want to hear any complaints about it. Because the guys who don't have establishments like that, you don't give the time of day anyway.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
They don't want you to lead with it, but they damn sure want to make sure you got it before they willing to talk to you. And am I the only one that really can't stand the sperm eyebrows? They just piss me off every time.
The energy you put out is the energy you give. You are enough. You are worthy of love just for being you. Start with your values. Start with what you're creating in this world, who you are, and always remember that you are enough.
Well, women have told us time after time, well, more importantly, showed us, not just told us, showed us that just being us is not enough. Just being a good guy is not enough. Just being compassionate, just being intelligent and interesting, it's not enough. You gotta have that bag. You gotta be able to provide. You gotta be able to give a woman a certain lifestyle. So this sounds good. Do you think this woman would date a McDonald's worker?
Man, hell no!
If he just had a great heart? You know, in compassion and grace, and was understanding? Of course not. We don't believe you, ma'am. We don't believe you. But here's what I will say, fellas. Don't put your worth in car, house, job title. Because all that stuff could be taken away from you.
Message!
If nobody else told you you were enough today, fellas, you're enough. Even if you make $20,000 a year, you're enough. Even if you're 5'3", bro, you're enough.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Question is for men and men only, okay? Do you think that we care? Do you think that we care? Let me preface. Let me just back up a little bit. I am a woman who has a job that pays my rent and my bills and the food that goes on my plate. I do my own laundry. I make my own bed. I read books. I go to the gym. I have hobbies. I have a life. I have a dog that I take care of.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
Okay, you're a functioning adult human. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You're literally on the internet bragging about doing the most basic NPC you could do.
My own laundry, I make my own bed, I read books, I go to the gym, I have hobbies, I have a life. I have a dog that I take care of and I love so much. I have a life, okay? I have my shit figured out. I'm independent as f- and I've got it under control. So do you think that we care? Oh, my parents have a house in this place, in this place, and I get to take the PJ wherever I want to go. And, you know, I have a job that makes over 6 figures a year. And
she definitely cares, though. If she does all that for herself, she's not looking for a man who does just that for herself. If she's making 50K doing all that, she's not looking for a 50K man. The fact that she's even entertaining men who have a PJ, private jet, for those who don't, you know, says that she's into those type of guys and she's entertaining those type of guys because she cares. If she didn't care, she would mess with Joe Blow that work at Lowe's and she wouldn't be on the internet bragging about doing basic ass. She would be too busy nurturing a relationship and building towards a life with a decent man. Yes, top 10% men are going to lead with their top 10% attributes because it works enough. And why obtain all that if you can't pull no bitches, right?
You're goddamn right.
No matter what, they're going to try to belittle you as a man. Even if you're a top 10%er, they're going to tell you about how much they don't care about all you got. And if you're a 50K man, they're going to talk about how you're just a 50K man. As a man, you can't win.
My American Express card, I can go to Cipriani's whenever. Do you think that we care? Because we do.
I told why I value women who are single. Before I didn't care, I used to get so frustrated in dating, meeting someone, and then they just were so disappointing. Now I literally don't care and I'm not looking. Couldn't understand why men would dip out so easily. And then I realized a man knows that you are out of his league, he would rather forfeit the game than strike out.
You want a man who knows how to just walk away because he got something better to do and it's not you.
No, you're unbearable and he didn't want to be around you another second. Look, if you were a high value woman, you wouldn't be on the internet talking like this. If you were a high value woman, you would have a man right now. High value women don't stay on the market. Even if she's average looking, there's plenty of decent guys looking for decent women to be in relationships with. Good women put value in honor, integrity, character, and they go after men who have those characteristics. If a woman on the internet talking about how she's high value, that's the number one sign she's not. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. As you're getting to know someone and they're getting to know you, as soon as they realize, oh, this girl is going to expect a lot from me. This girl has high standards and I might not be able to measure up to them.
No, they realize you're not worth everything you're asking for. So they're like, nah, this is a waste of time. Gotta go.
They will walk away or they will mess it up. They will blow it up on purpose just so they don't have to handle the accountability of you holding them to that higher standard or even trying to measure up and then failing because they're incapable of doing so. Remember that whenever you're out of their league, they don't want to strike out.
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, I truly do.
Well, why aren't the men who do meet those standards easily hit you up and stay with you once they start talking to you? Have you ever asked yourself that question, goofball?
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
They just will stop showing up to the game. It's not about you. It's about their inadequacy. And to be honest, the right guy isn't even going to make you question it. So just stop wasting your time with losers who aren't in your league.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. I'm going to give it to him.
Okay, if you're so high status, why did you give him a chance in the first place? I see the tattoo on your arm. The number one worthless tale on a woman. Apparently they weren't losers when you decided to give them your number or give them your Snapchat or whatever. They only became losers when they didn't want your loser ass. How convenient is that?
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a co-wiggy dink.
I had a guy compliment me in a flirty way saying that I would make a great mom. I don't know how to feel about it, but it's if you give me a compliment like that from the get-go and you're trying to like date me, I don't think I would date you.
Okay, he was lying. I could tell you that just from looking at her. He was straight lying because he picked up that maybe that's something she wanted to hear because it's something she never heard before. But yeah, no man looks at a woman with multiple rings in her nose and a tattoo right there as good wife and mother material.
Scientific fact.
No, I wouldn't date you. Like, in my subscription page, I'm all for it.
Why does that not surprise me?
Ho for show.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
Yes, but in person, if you know me, or not even know me, you just like know me in person. It's a weird compliment to give. If you don't know if I want or like children.
It sounds like you need your daddy. I'm sorry he failed you.
Is anybody shocked that she has an OF page? Anybody? Raise your hand in the comments section if you were blown away by the fact that she has an OF page. Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
I feel like way too many people share this opinion that what I do for a living isn't a real job. Clear a few things up for you, like for those who don't really understand. Number one, I Yes, I do lay there when I'm on TV, on Babe Station, taking phone calls, but I don't rely on that for my income. The main part of my income comes from as many tips as I can per shift and as many privates. So, but by the end of my shift, I've actually made enough money that I'm proud of. Do you know what I mean? I'm taking a large amount of money home with me. So just laying there.
I'm not allowed to go visit my dad anymore. He's like, I don't want to be seen in public with you.
Look, I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know if she's talking about an OF page or she's a chat girl or whatever. But look, don't go in these girls' comment section trying to shame. I'm talking about it's not a real job. They don't care. They want money and attention at all costs. They don't care about morals, values, you know, how their long-term reputation is going to be ruined. They don't care. And nothing you say in the comment section is going to give them a change of heart. It's a waste of time.
In phone calls, it's not going to do it.
Whatever, I'll do what I want. Yeah, I'm sex and I don't use protection. It's my hot body, I'll do what I want.
I also run two websites with thousands of fans combined that run 24/7, 365. I can't take a few days or a week. I can't have a holiday from.
They're not fans. They're perverts trying to get off. I wish these women would stop talking about, you know, having fans. Like they actually have a talent or they're actually intelligent.
Because if I take a holiday from that, my fan count is going to go down and I'm going to lose money.
I'm not even trying to be funny right now. There needs to be a serious study on how men have the ability to make a woman act so batshit and weird. Even the strongest of women that I know, they have fallen victim to it. It's like men have this weird freakish superpower to make a woman go literally out of her mind.
I beg your finest pardon? It's not a flex.
So my emotions are going to be on 10 no matter what. I'm very much aggressive, very much jealous. Very much stubborn, not gonna listen to a word you say. Oh, and if you cross me, I'm gonna cross you 10 times harder. But I'm a freak though, so. Yeah?
These guys are highly, highly attractive. That's what's doing it. That's what make you go super, super crazy, more crazy than normal. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. Their superpower is being really attractive, being really tall, and having a nice body.
Yes!
Duh. You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.